tell your employer or voice your concerns at 204-957-SAFE. Whether you're new to Manitoba or new to the job, you have the right to a safe workplace.
Did you know that Winnipeg is home to a brand new pair of world-class recording studios? That's right. No Fun Club has been designed to provide an uncompromising space for sonic creativity. From the purpose-built acoustic environments, to the extensive vintage gear collection, to the analog and digital workflow options, to the kitchens, No Fun Club has been thoughtfully curated to accommodate and inspire musicians and engineers alike. So whatever your vibe, we've got you covered. Visit nofunclub.com to learn more about our safer space policy, accessibility, gear list, and more.
Trout Forest Music Festival is back and ready to light up Ear Falls, Ontario for another unforgettable weekend in the woods. From August 14th to 16th, Ear Falls Waterfront Park hosts 3 days of music and camping on the lake, 4 hours east of Winnipeg, but a world away from the everyday. This year's lineup is stacked with standout voices as Union Duke bring their high-voltage harmonies, Bros Landreth return with their signature soul and guitar craft, and folk legend Lynn Miles delivers a songwriting masterclass. Plus, the Mike T. Kerr Trio, Two Crows for Comfort, the Barrel Boys, Sarah Kay, Hendrika, Tommy Douglas Keenan, and more. It's a weekend that ranges from intimate to full tilt festival energy. Tickets are on sale now at troutfest.com with early bird prices on weekend passes available until July 31st. Camping and RV passes are extra, but this amazing lineup of talent is a great value for all. Don't miss the 2026 Trout Forest Music Festival from August 14th to 16th in beautiful Ear Falls, Ontario, proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Come here, everyone. Come. When you drop the coins in the box and it makes a clinking sound, then the souls will arise from the fiery purgatory.
Nowadays, people tend to look over the real art of DJing. DJing.
You are tuned in to CJUM FM. Here we are, 101.5.
That's right, it's CJUM FM 101.5, the campus and community radio station at the University of Manitoba. The show is called At Large. My name is Tom. I will be with you until 5:30 today. Yeah, today's show is going to be a good one. Multi-genre, old, new, fast, slow, popular, obscure. And we even got a song that was written by a 12-year-old or a young man. And it's not Better Man, so... Anyways, I'm going to start the show now, so I hope you enjoy. The show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UM FM.
I was 13, thinking clean. What for? Hardly on. Couldn't see in front of me.
I'm keeping sure.
Horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man. They made up his bed, a gold-covered mattress on which he was led.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
His country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
A bullet had found him, his blood ran.
Jesse. I don't know what I have done. I'm turning myself to a demon.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Now I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one, and I believe it could be someday it's gonna come. Got out on the edge of darkness, their eyes are peace tamed. Country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder, ride on the peace train. Jump on the peace train. Ooh, wah, ee, oh, wah. Come on, peace train. Now get your bags together. Go bring your good friends too. Come, it's getting nearer. It soon will be with you. Now come and join the lift. Oh no, it's not so far from you. And it's getting nearer. Soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding down. Ride on the peace train. Ooh-wah-ee-ah-ooh-wah. Come on, peace train. Oh, peace train. Now I've been crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live? Got us out on the edge of darkness. There rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Oh, peace train, sounding loud. Glide on the peace train. Ooh, wah, ee, ow, wah. Come on, peace train. Train, holy Rona. Everyone jump up on the peace train. Ooh, wah, ee, ow, wah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yes, come on, peace train.
Joyful Swing meets bold reinvention as part of the 2026 TD Winnipeg International Jazz Festival when bassist and vocalist Kristen Korb celebrates the Eurythmics performing on June 20th at the Fort Garry Hotel. Steeped in the groove-driven tradition of her mentor Ray Brown, Korb brings infectious energy to every note, singing, playing, and reimagining music with unmistakable swing and spirit. Her latest release, Sweet Dreams 2024, transforms Eurythmics classics into vibrant jazz storytelling, fresh, playful, and unmistakably her own. Now based in Denmark and touring internationally, she continues to connect audiences through music that uplifts and grooves. Don't miss Kristen Korb June 20th at the Fort Garry Hotel. Tickets are available through jazzwinnipeg.com, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree?
You're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM. The set started with Thinking Clean from Blood Orange, and it was off the Essex Honey album that was released in August 2025, and that was the British artist's fifth album. Really good. Then it was Dijon with Flyer from his album Baby, and that was also released in August of last year, 2025. That was his second album. What I want to say about that album is so much going on it. It's just so interesting. Just a great album. That's Dijon. The name of the album is Baby. The song you heard was Fire. And then in the middle, Emerson, Lake & Palmer with Lucky Man. That was released as a single in 1971. And it was also on their self-titled debut album, which was released in 1970. That's the version you heard. I played the album version. But interesting thing, Greg Lake, one of the members of Emerson, Lake & Palmer, wrote that song when he was 12 years old. Pretty cool. Then Fleet Foxes with Tiger Mountain, Pleasant Song, and that was from their self-titled debut album. That was also released back in 2008. And then finishing the set, we just heard Cat Stevens there with Peace Train. That was off his live album, Saturn Night, and that was recorded in Tokyo and released in Japan in 1974, but it wasn't released worldwide until 2024. Yeah. Up next, I'm going to play Julian Baker and Taurus. I hope you enjoy. The show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
You were shouting through the screen door with my back towards you in the driveway. I said, what the hell you gotta scream at me for? You said you aren't gonna listen any other way. Now I'm laid out on the sidewalk. You're my first stop after last call. Shit talk till I pass out. If you ask how I've been doing, I won't lie. More than half the time I'm only skating by, waiting for the ice to melt beneath me. Why do I keep at it? Sometimes it makes me feel better. Sometimes it makes me feel worse. Used to think that it was magic. Now I'm sure that it's a curse. Spend your whole life getting enough. Sometimes it makes
could see me dangling, glow like a cherry falling now. It's a downpour. You could see me racing the rain to the ground floor. You're the only thing I'll wait around for. Maybe when you get off of work, could you meet me? We could go barreling down on the main street. You could try watching while I run through the high beams.
I don't know when I'll be back. I'm leaving. What have I done? Anything wrong? Hey, I wasn't that good. We're not going to play that one tonight, anyway. All right, we'll do it. One condition, you've got to join in, sing along, right? I took a lot of persuading.
In a club down in Oso, oh, where we drink champagne, the tissues got terrible. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a top round voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A.
Lola.
Yeah.
The Kinks with a live version of Lola. And you're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, The Kinks. And that was off their album, One for the Road. And this, the live version of that song that you just heard was recorded in Providence, Rhode Island in 1979. And then before The Kinks, Biff Naked with Hold On. And that was from her Purge album, released in 2001. That was her fourth. And then in the middle, Winnipeg, Chantal Kreviazuk with Leaving on a Jet Plane, a song written by John Denver in 1966. I think he was 22 or 23 when he wrote that, maybe 24. But anyways, and that was off the album Color Moving and Still, and that was released in 1999. And those were bonus tracks that were on that album. And then the second song in the set was Relative Fictions by Julian Baker, and that was off her album Little Oblivions, released in 2021. And then opening the set was Julian Baker and Taurus with Dirt. And that was from their album Send a Prayer My Way, which was released last year in 2025. I'm going to play two commercials, and then I'm going to come back with some new music from last year. I hope you enjoyed. The show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Winnipeg, the Burt Block Party will be rocking downtown again this summer, August 13th to 16th, featuring headliners Colin James, The Beaches, Collective Soul, Killswitch Engage, and many more. The Burt Block Party is back, August 13th to 16th. On sale now at Ticketmaster. Check out the full lineup at burtblockparty.ca.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Thank you.
vision in the middle of the night. Lost in the thicket of an endless fight. That the only way out was to find a way through. Endless detours following you. Didn't have the words to put it all down. Wolves had taken all of my best ones. But the ink from the river was about to catch light and start a new world with a new set of lights. Endless detours in the gray. About to touch down, braiding it together and sweeping it around. The sun rolling up like an opening eye. A cadmium yellow yolk in the sky.
Have you any idea of the value of the instruments you've broken?
In actual equipment smashed and useless, I would say probably at least 6,000 quid. You know?
Now, why basically do you do this? Is it just to build excitement?
Well, when we first started, we were looking for ideas which were big musically and visually, and eventually we just started to smash it, and it went down so well that we've been doing it ever since.
You're listening to CJUM FM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba. Remember, no matter what your mother told you, smashing things is good.
get on a bus that takes me to you.
We'll be right back.
The Who with Magic Bus from their Live at Leeds album. And you're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM, the campus and community radio station at the University of Manitoba. The show is called At Large. My name is Tom. I will be with you until 5:30 today. Yeah, Live at Leeds was released in 1975. Some say it might be the best live recording ever released. And the album also features all the original Who lineup: Keith Moon, John Entwistle, Pete Townsend, and Roger Daltrey. And I have fond memories of that album because my sister dated a guy, and I've told the story before. He brought a bunch of Doors albums to our house. In our living room, we had the big hi-fi at the time, 1970. Yeah, it was a big piece of furniture, but it had the stereo in it. So he brought the Live at Leeds album up, and I remember playing that, and I remember thinking, wow, that is some, very, very good music. Anyways, before The Who, The Great Lake Swimmers with Endless Detours off their Caught Light album. That was released back in 2025. Second song in the set was Ron Paley with Thinking About Time, and that was the Winnipeg artist Ron Paley with Thinking About Time from a Sea of Time album. That was his fourth, and that was released back in 1998. And opening the set was Walt McClements with Washed Up from his On a Painted Ocean album. Just a fantastic album. Used to be the accordion player for Waxahachie and Hooray for the Riff Raff. So yeah, saw him in concert a while ago, and he was just fantastic. Anyway, speaking of the big hi-fi in the stereo, I'm going to play a song that got played many times on that hi-fi stereo. The show is called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Saratoga, and yours naturally won. Then you as can be. The sign of an Aquarius, she was born on the 18th. UFOs, snakes, and spiders, give her the creeps. She's got a half life, a half smile, and lives in semi luxury. Questions God, drugs, and bullets, and a high school beauty queen. She's courageous but scared to death. That's what courage means. She's looking for some courage. She feels faithless. She feels earthless. She wants to run. She's struggling for purpose. I tell her, hang in, no, it's worth it. Just be gone. And stereo her muse, and she feels humbled by this equation and sets fire to all her shoes. Not because of Henry Miller, she's just not leaving anytime soon. And as the smoke pours out her window, an image forms behind the moon, and it looks like the face of Jesus. But if it's Jesus, she needs proof. At the heart of the matter of fact, the science of matter, she hopes that it's true. She's looking for some courage. She feels faithless. She feels earthless. She wants to run. She's struggling for purpose. I tell her, hang in, no, it's worth it. Just be gone. You've just begun.
The Manitoba Chamber Orchestra's Vinyl Vault is Winnipeg's largest and cheapest record collection. From indie rock to funk, new wave to classical, there's something for every kind of music snob. Records at $3 a pop, CDs even cheaper, and collectibles a specialty. Located in the basement of the Power Building at 428 Portage Avenue, Vinyl Vault is open 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the last Saturday of every month. For more information about this month's sale, or how to donate your used records to us, call 783-7377 or visit our website at themco.ca.
You're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, we opened the set with Carly Simon. We heard her huge hit, You're So Vain, and that was from her No Secrets album. That was released back in 1972. Huge hit for her, I remember at the time. On the radio all the time. And as I said, we had the album played. My mom and my sister played it all the time as well. Then, after Carly Simon, it was Rain Maida with Earthless. And that was from his The Hunter's Lullaby album. That was his first solo album. That was released back in 2007. We all know Rain Maida as the front man of Our Lady Peace and married to Chantal Kreviazik, who I played earlier in the set. And then just then, you just heard Joni Mitchell with My Old Man, and that was from her Blue album. That was released in 1971. That album, and I talked earlier about The Who Live at Leeds, some think that that's the best grade or the best live album ever released, recorded. Blue, some people regard that as one of the greatest albums of all time. And you know what? I would agree with that. Anyways, thank you so much for listening today. The show's called At Large. I'm here most Wednesdays from 4 until 5:30 p.m. And yeah, I hope you're enjoying this warm weather. I am. I was glad for the rain last night, though. It was good for my garden. I went out this morning. Everything is up, so I'm happy about that. Anyways, I'm going to finish the set. You might get two songs, but one song for sure to finish it, and I think it's appropriate. So anyways, thank you so much again for listening. The show is called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
listen what I say. Don't come hanging round my door. Don't wanna see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Gully lies get hypnotized. Sparkles on what us is eyes. Now woman, get away. Listen what I say, American woman, stay away from me, American woman, mama let me be, I gotta go, I gotta get away, baby I gotta go, I wanna fly away.
An artist, band, or record label. We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
And welcome to Art World Innovators, exploring stories of innovation in the art world. I'm your host, Susan Cohn, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba.
Our guest this evening is Erin Frances Brown, an accomplished Canadian artist based in Winnipeg. Erin creates biomorphic painted reliefs that merge nature with internal experience and play in the zone between abstraction and representation. She graduated from the University of Manitoba with a Bachelor of Fine Arts, has received numerous awards and grants, such as from the Canada Council for the Arts, the Cecil C. Richards Memorial Award, Achievement in Life Modeling. Erin has been a resident artist at the Vermont Studio Center Residency in Johnson, Vermont, and interned with Smithsonian's Hirshhorn Museum and Sculpture Garden with a conservation internship. Erin has been in numerous solo and group exhibitions, such as at 226 Main Street Gallery and the Bueller Gallery in Winnipeg. Erin has her own personal studio practice and is the studio manager to Sarah Ann Johnson. She has been involved in community work with Art City as an example. Erin has also had experience curating with MAWA, mentoring artists for women's art. Welcome to Art World Innovators, and thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
You had a brilliant solo exhibition entitled Garden Portals at 226 Main Street Gallery over the summer here in Winnipeg. Would you like to tell us more about this show and the work that you had in it?
For sure, I'd love to. So Garden Portals was an exhibition of painted reliefs, and it's really a project that I started 5 years ago when I first started making painted reliefs, and they range in size from the very small to the monumental. I think the biggest work that I had there was 6 feet tall by 14 feet wide. It was a bit of a monster. And they ranged in color from white to polychrome to black. And within them, I was really exploring pareidolia as an artistic process, which is that phenomenon where your brain makes sense of random information. Like when you look at clouds and you see a bear, that kind of thing. And I really wanted to play with it because It had become an important part of my process as I began doing the painted reliefs. It's a way of finding forms and compositions and just being surprised by what you find in the studio, which is just an experience that I adore. And for this exhibition, I was taking my environment and transforming it into this chaos that would cause this kind of effect. So the work really became an extension of my process. And it was because of my love of the process that I wanted to invite viewers to take part in it and really finish the work in their own minds.
Can you tell us a little about your background and when you first began making painted reliefs?
For sure. I grew up in the Interlake, north of Winnipeg, and I was always drawing on walls and making costumes. But equal to that, I think, is where our house was located. We were in the middle of a bunch of fields. Like, there was